This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday. My name is Mpol Secret, joined by Maputi Perez, extraordinary producer. Yes, sis, today has been such a long day. Summer's coming. It's the 31st. Tomorrow's the 1st of September. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Amazing music coming from somebody who's in studio. You're going to find out a little bit later about him. He's here. He's looking standard with shades.
He is looking hot. But before we go any further, how was your weekend? Var vs J,
the feature we do where we go to events and we just invade the space. This week we're at the MTV base. DJ battle.
We started with the launch, remember?
It was, yes, this. Don't know, we're at the launch. Where stuff happened, Maputi? We're not going to talk about stuff, but she knows. Yes, it's amazing. So the MTV Mamas Awards are going to be held in Joburg this year. And we're at the announcement party that happened right there in Parktown. All the best local music. And African in general. You know,
and later on in the week, they loved us. They were like, guys, come to the MTV DJ battle.
Because Maputi,
it was really amazing.
Because you are like, you're always networking. You're always talking. You're always, it's very difficult for somebody not to like you.
I'm in this face.
And then on Saturday, we were at the Steers.
The Shout campaign.
So Steers Time and Shout campaign is launching a new campaign whereby they're raising 2 million rand to build libraries across South Africa. So all you have to do is to buy the Steers combo meal. And that's what's going to do.
Yeah, shout.
Back to the music. This was Soul Stringer playing you an amazing, amazing track. Getting track.
Lerato.
Gilirato.
And by the way, Soul is the ex-music artist.
Okay, we're going to play looking. He's a multi-talented artist, Soli Masete, popularly known as the legendary guitarist of musical ensemble Musart, is finally going solo. The Krugersdorp born and raised artist believes being the 6 of 7 kids was no mistake, but symbolic of the connection he would have with 6 strings instrument. Wow. Soul Stringer is currently in studio working on his debut album titled Stringing Out Loud. So that's where the soul stands. That's what he said. So the S-O-L stands for Stringing Out Loud, which he describes as neo-electro. Woo, he's here in studio. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you good?
We're fantastic. My was just talking about you earlier. And she was like, I'm like, please get our first gig. She's like, oh, no, that handsome guy. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Wow.
So she has a little bit of crushy happening over there. So who are you exactly besides Musart? Tell us who Soul Stringer is.
Soul Stringer is a fun, outgoing, loving kind of person that loves to have fun, loves to laugh, loves people. And networking and out and about, like I'm all about fun and being happy, you know, because I believe in life. You have to be happy to really enjoy life. I think actually not being happy is a sin.
So
if you're not happy, you're sinning. Make sure you better be happy.
Because why are you flipping existing if you can't be, you know, alive? You know, when you're sad and like, stop being sad. You know. So we heard your music. What were the influences behind the sounds?
A little bit of EDM in there and
Okay, for me, I've been working with a lot of DJs, a lot of artists, you know, I've done quite a lot of stuff, but not really my stuff. I've never really worked on my stuff. But now I've always had a thing for electro music. Even though that electro and rock are
we
my
can literally hit,
that's like my favorite genres and stuff like that. So with EDM, the plan was to have dance music. But now, actually, even with that being said, the initial plan was not for me to really sing. I was actually going to be like producing music and getting on like different artists and stuff like that. But a friend of mine was like, no, come on, man. We got to do something. Come on, man.
That's a kind of
jump on the mic.
Don't waste
that's
the
an
voice.
Amazing voice. Do not. Maputi finally opens her mouth. Yes. So really, you are talented. You're multi-talented because guitarist, producer, singer, songwriter. What can't you do?
Man, I wish I was. What do you call those guys that go to space?
Astronauts.
I wish. I was
you wish you could go to like Fambe Moyeni.
Yeah, because even like not so long ago, I ventured into acting.
Yeah.
This upcoming movie called She's King.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm part of the supporting cast.
So all the slash we just mentioned, plus slash actor.
Yeah, that as well.
That, so how you were saying earlier on that you're an independent artist.
Yeah.
What has been the trials and tribulations with regards to that?
I'm not going to lie. A lot of people think it's just like standing behind the mic, just singing and music just gets on radio.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot that's got to be done behind that. Like, for instance, you got to make sure the song gets mixed and mastered. Mm. After that, you have to get your publisher to handle that. Mm. At the same time, get the code for it. So when it plays on radio, there's a code for it. And after that, get the distribution for it to be on iTunes and all those, you know,
platforms.
Those,
yeah.
And after that, still get it marketed, meaning now you have to do your social media. At the same time, like, for instance, seeing Saul String on a magazine, on the paper, hearing Saul on the radio, on TV, there's marketing behind it.
And PR and marketing.
Yeah, PR behind that.
Branding. And there's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a lot of work. And a lot of people think it's just, nah, you know, I'm just going to, you know,
I'm just going to go there.
Yeah, you know.
Get lying.
No, no, it takes quite a bit. But for me right now, I can say that I've been actually kind of enjoying this trip because now I'm doing me. Mm. It's all 360 me.
You
know? Yeah, because I've been kind of thoughtful and, like, you know, doing things with people. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Let me just step back. Let another person do their thing and shine. You know? It's like a team effort kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing me with no boundaries, nothing.
There's no...
It's going to stop me. If I put my mind to it, I'm going to make it happen. That's it.
And Maputi was talking about you. Yeah, because Maputi, yeah, and get a crush. So, so it was also saying, oh my god, this guy is so familiar. I'm like, yeah, he's from Musart, you know. I don't know if you could call you a breakaway artist, but
make you sound like Prison Break.
But you found your own niche, and, you know, you're actually finding yourself and, you know, who you are, and that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And yeah, you know, Maputi.
Besides music and between music and film. Which one do you love the most?
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm getting tongue tied. My lord.
Trying to make trying to get a brother blush in here too. Come on.
And lead no more.
I'm gonna say this before I started back then, right? Because I started writing when I was in grade 5. So it's been before I even touched the guitar. I started writing. Because I remember back in the day, a lot of people used to listen to a lot of music and write them down and try to sing along.
Yeah.
That era for me was also another time for me to actually, like, compose some of my stuff.
Yeah.
So in that, I always saw myself entertainment. I used to love watching TV and saw myself on TV. I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
I saw myself on TV, but I never knew that I was going to be real entertainment. And the other side of the fence was just music.
Music,
but
yes.
Now, still later on, growing up and getting in the music, still I still fell in love. I'm still in love with the acting.
The acting,
so, yeah. I think that's also another thing that I still want to pursue more. But now I'm all about the music. But I can say it's more like it's both storytelling. Like I can say by the grace of God, I reached 60. If anyone to ask me a question. What would you tell me about your life? And, you know, what's up with that? I'm like, I can say that I've been, I don't know how many different numbers of people in my life.
Yeah.
So you love storytelling.
So,
yeah.
I think story, babes.
Hey, so scared. Okay, so basically both of the mediums actually tell a story and both of them are very artistic.
Yeah.
So, you know the show, it's all about top 3 trends that happen during the week, right? Yeah. So there's a trend that was trending throughout the whole week, the Pretoria Girls High.
Yeah.
So, Kinelin trend.
No, Arabuka
FL. Yes, the Pretoria girls high, you know. So what is happening is that a lot of girls there, the systems and the codes said that as a black female child specifically, you can't have mriol or over. It needs to be trimmed. It needs to re, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think about such codes and, you know, rules that you know? Yeah.
Okay. For one, I'm an artist, right? So there's some episodes in my life where I kind of, to a lot of people, maybe it looked like I was being a rebel.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes at school, they kind of what word can I use? They kind of like put too much on you that you sometimes forget who you are.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, they shut you down. Meaning that person that's supposed to like a flower, you know, blooming.
Mm.
You end up not really blooming to that certain extent, a level, because of so much if you put on you. Because now there's too many rules and regulations that person, with their hair, like, for instance, there are girls that they don't have a problem with the hair side. Like, you know what? I can go trim my hair. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. Mm. But for me, this hair represents who I am.
Yeah.
And with this hair, there's a lot of things happening in that person. There's like development stage that this person loves poetry, but not they see themselves with natural hair. And that's a part of them. That's a part of storytelling. When they grab a pen and paper, who you are is what you're going to put down on paper. Sure. So now, if otherwise I want to be a doctor, I don't really care about hair. You know, so sometimes you really have to like accommodate people on, you know, besides the fact that there's African, there's Caucasian, but at the same time, in a way, it was really not so kind of cool the way it was handled.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because now there's Caucasian, black.
Yeah.
We do hair in a different manner, you know, but at the end of the day, we have to just learn and live with our indifferences.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
You are so talented. You're so philosophical, talented guitarist, actor, and all these other great things that you are. You know what? I think you're going to be the next. You literally are going to be the next big thing. Your music is amazing. We're going to keep playing it on the show. Thank you for spending, you know, Nakweha with us, being here with us, and actually just, you know, we're really proud of you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Amazing music from Troll Saul. He was just here a minute ago. And we do support local music. He's up and coming and it's going to blow up real soon. Up next, we've got Funny Man. He is nominated for the Savannah Comics Choice Award. He is Yassine Barnes. I keep asking myself, this Barnes or Barnes? This
Barnes. Is Barnes, or like, Barnes. Like animals live in a
barn.
Barnes. That's the plural of the animal's house. That is my surname.
Really?
Also, can we also just stay away from referring to my career as blowing up, please?
Ah, okay. As, do people say
as,
that?
As a Muslim guy, we can't say that the Muslim guy's career is blowing up, okay?
Guys,
I came in to tell bad jokes. Let me just say it now already.
For those who've been living under a rock, Mr. Barnes. I'm going to call him Mr. Barnes. He's a Kryptonian, one-liner comedian. Jans Barnes is a fresh face of the local comedy scene and arguably a master of his craft in this genre. First making a splash as the winner of the Jokers Comedy Championship in 2013, Barnes was quickly noticed and went on to perform at major festivals such as the Rocking the Daisies, the Grahamstown National Arts Festival in the same year. This helped him showcase his talent nationwide, subsequently building him a loyal and dedicated fan base, both at theatres and clubs throughout the country as well as online. In 2014, Barnes was taking the coveted cover of Good Hope FM's Laughmaster and so many other
things have been happening, guys. I feel like you just read my like a dating profile now. Hey ladies, this is Yassine Barnes. If you choose him, he's available.
You know, I was just talking to my Puchi just now and I was talking about how difficult it must be to be a comedian. And also later, Nakodilia at the down there, we're talking about sometimes you're making a joke and people won't laugh. And the dying face.
I think I've gotten used to telling, because I tell short jokes. Yeah. I tell one-liners. So I'm very used to people not getting my jokes.
Really?
People not finding them funny. Or just, it's not for them. So it's fine.
So, but for the fact that you nominated for the Comedy Awards, it means you're a very funny man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To most people. There's some people that, like if I tell my mom jokes. Yeah. Because I run my jokes by my mom first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a bit of a mommy's boy like that. I'm not gonna lie.
Also, you rehearse with her. So, for example, if they're not funny with her, it means they won't be funny. No.
Then my mom's like, "Do you think that's gonna get retweets? Please don't do it."
Oh wow, my mom
will roast me in front of in the house. She'll roast me. And then it's like, "Is this a stage? Why are you telling me jokes?
You think I care?" I pick a tab bag. But because for me, your Twitter, your career actually started on Twitter when you started tweeting funny stuff, and then it picked off. How did that happen?
As a child, I just used to tell, bad jokes, right, at school. And then, it was bad jokes. Because then they started calling bad jokes in school Yasins.
Ooh.
Like, the whole school would go, that's a Yasin.
Oh.
It would just be dry jokes. And then I found Twitter, started putting my jokes out there. It picked up fast. Then I was like, here's a whole community of people that like dry jokes.
Oh, and then like the whole South Africa. And like then it just picked jokes up.
And then Gino Fernandez, who was inside now, he was the comedian who found me on Twitter. And he was like,
is he the black guy?
No.
Can I say that? Am I allowed to say black? He's the black guy.
He's the other colored guy. He's the colored guy that looks like a poor white.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Like, I'm trying to, like, because the producer said, no, don't laugh too much on the mic. So now I'm trying to, like, restrain myself. No, that is really amazing.
So he's the guy that found me on Twitter, and he was like, yo, I ran a gig. Come do this thing. I went on stage, told some jokes, and then...
You killed it.
Yeah.
And as I say, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest was just lols on lols on lols.
And now you're nominated in the Intermediary Awards. What is it called?
The intermediate category. Yeah.
A category. Lisa Vanna Comic Choice Awards. Yeah.
Last year I was nominated and I won the Newcomer Ooh-wee! Of the Year. And then so this year I'm in the one step up, which is a great deal.
You like going like,
we're going at this. I feel like Rocky because I'm just punching at the meat.
Is there anyone else in the category that you think we must look out for that people don't necessarily know?
I think everyone in the category is actually blazing. Like, if you put the whole category, like, it's Prince, it's Alfred, Adrian, it's Glenn Bedwin, Pam, it's Elton.
Sounds like a lot of, what is this? Kiptuno names, a lot of colored names. Andres.
You know, we're three coloreds on the lineup, but I'm the only Cape Townian guy. I'm one of the few. It's a strong lineup. Everybody's good. Everybody, I'll say, deserves to be there. They've all been working hard. We've all been working hard. I'll take some
credit. I make shit happen. You know. Yeah. So for me, I was really like, oh my god, what is in Tenjo? You know, Tenjo H is from Cape Town to Durban. So Tenjo makes Zulu jokes, right? So I'm like, oh my god, why isn't he in the category? I was kind of like mad. I don't know if you guys know. Am I the only one who know Tenjo here? Like, yeah, like, Tenjo is really funny, and I thought you should have been, you know. But I guess there's a comedy of people. But I'm glad that you are nominated.
Thank you.
And
that's the thing. It's also the thing of if you are in the industry, your job is to work the country. So you're supposed to be like touring. You're supposed to go spend time in Joburg, spend time in Durban. You must let the country know who you are. And that's been my job for the last year. It's just to come up to Joburg every couple of months, spend a few weeks here, play the scene. Get to learn new crowds as well, because the more you play to different people, the more they go, oh, so you learn to tell jokes to everyone
differently and in different because you were saying earlier, talking about dying, that you'd find that you speak in front of 20,000 people and in a war ceremony and everyone is laughing, but then you go to a bar, a club of 40 people and then no one is laughing.
Less than 40, by the way. We have nights where there's 6 people in the crowd.
Ooh, and then it's like
and you can see their face. You know when you can see someone go it hurts.
I can imagine, hey? I can, because this is a career and you base your profession on people laughing. That's how you base yourself.
So when even in this, let's say a group of 6 people and you hear like a then you know you're killing.
Because it is worthy of Maputi.
Yes.
Maputi's been laughing so much that she's lost concentration on what's next.
Oh, okay. We look at the trends of the week and
let's go through this.
Trying to analyze them. So there was this particular trend of a guy called Tato. It was last week.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have our show last week, and I was like, we're not gonna let this pass.
Yes, because
we must talk about this.
We're so busy. Unfortunately, we're not available.
Throwback trends. Are we just going for throwback trends today?
Yes. And tell the story. Yes.
So this guy is dating ladies and. Making them his blessers, stuff like that.
He's making them. Is he blessing them?
No, he's a blessee.
He's a blessee.
Yeah,
and he's a guy. So it blew up on Twitter, and everyone went crazy. And I'm like, but we have blessees. We have women who are blessees, and no one has a problem with it.
Yeah. So,
but I think men also, like, men from a young age become like when they lose their hair, then we've become blessees.
Huh?
You know, men just they grow a bliss. You know, it's a bliss.
Oh, is it called a bliss?
Yeah, when you lose your hair, then it's a bliss. Okay. So we've been blesses for a long time before the trend started. Let me just tell you, I've got full head of hair, as you can see.
So apparently,
but also this guy's quite a role model.
He is. He started. I think a lot of guys do it, but they just do it under the covers. Because apparently, what he does
obviously
is
under the covers. That's
those guys who take you on a date and they're like, oh my god, I forgot my wallet.
Yes,
and you're always paying.
And he tweets and he's like, don't spend your own money. He's very don't spend your own money.
And no, this one's on me.
So do you also do that?
No, I have a wife my wife is quite independent though. she has her own money. I have my own money. We mix the money sometimes. But so I don't think I could have a sugar mommy, eh?
Yeah. Could it just, what they call it? Why can't they just sugar? We love the vivacious one, like the blessy, bless that. This sugar daddy sugar, it's kind of like takes us back. We want the vivacious one. The acceptable one.
It sounds holier if we say this person's blessing me. Because for years we've had priests blessing people. Now they just blessing them in other ways.
Shoot. So you wouldn't, would you discourage, or would you say, go be a blessing or what? Would you, if you had a kid, whoa, would you encourage them to be a blesser or a blessing?
I'd say go live your life, eh? If this is your game and your swag, go do your thing.
With your money.
My thing is, if you can do what you do at what you love and someone can pay you to do it. If it means that you love sex and someone's gonna pay you, then by all means. Why must we not shame job shame? We must not career shame.
Thank you.
Didn't Bonang say this? Bonang said that do what you love and find someone to pay you to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. If it means
you know what I do? I love telling jokes. People pay me to do it now. Right?
Like, who would have imagined? Just standing on stage, telling jokes and getting paid for it. Getting paid more than most people in like an hour's set.
I feel like I'm
more
actually,
than they'll get paid in a month.
Yeah. I feel like
in
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not there yet.
No, okay. But guys, there are people in the country who are so not funny and they're making so much money.
Money.
Let me name drop.
So back to the Savannah Comics Choice Awards that's coming up this Saturday at Monte Casino. What can we expect? Because you're just telling me that you came from rehearsal.
Yeah. So we're busy putting. Do you guys know that 70s show?
70s?
That 70s show. It was a show that used to come on Mnet like quite a while.
Well, I was not born in the 70s. Was I born? No, I was not born. Yeah. No.
That was a struggle period we do not speak about as a country anymore.
Yes. Yeah. So
we're busy putting together the intro skit at the moment that we were rehearsing.
Yeah.
So it's just basically to set the standard for the night.
It's gonna
so
be.
Is that the theme for the night? 70s.
No. As a country, we can't.
We can't.
I saw some. There's the one. I think it's the Cape Town Twitter account, and they like to do Throwback Thursday, and then they show photos of like what Cape Town used to look like in the past. Then we're like, no, guys, you see, this is black and white photos.
So just to wrap things up a bit, now Maputo is wondering if you could just share a joke with us. Because I always blame, I'm like, Maputo is my scapegoat. Whenever I want something, I'm like, oh, Maputo said. So Maputo like, you just share a joke. They're like, yeah.
Let's
putting you on the spot.
Let's see if we're going to laugh.
Yeah. I was in the mall today. I saw a sign that said wet floor. So I did.
What?
Are you guys with me? Are you guys there?
I'm really all the best, but I'm really worried.
I just came to tell short jokes, guys.
But I guess it doesn't matter because the mere fact that we're laughing means you're achieving your end goal.
Yes.
Oh my god. So what are your social media contacts?
Wait, I've got one more joke, guys.
Oh, okay.
I've got one more joke.
Always one more.
I like
we love yeah.
So it's a two-part joke. So yeah. I'm going to put together a show. I'm going to call it Pun. It's going to be a play on words. No. I'm going to put together a show. I'm going to call it Cats. It's going to be about two colored boys playing with a ball. You cats, then I cats, then you cats. No? I feel like you guys are just not here today. No, guys.
Yes, so.
Whoever is nominated against you.
Yeah, they're going to win. No, they are going to win now.
Thank you so much.
You guys are hurting my feelings.
But all your the best.
We're going to be there.
Are you guys going to be there as well?
We're going to be there. And we're going to, because you know we love things. We're going to be backstage. We don't want media access. We want that access. Where people are crying.
Are you guys going to be snapping from the back?
Yes. We're going to be snapping on the back. When people are crying, we're going to be there. So we're going to be seeing you there. I'm going to be
crying when I don't need. And I'm going to blame you guys for not loving him.
Guys, me, I loved. Thank you so much for joining us. You're so cool.
My handles, you can find my handles on your guys' Twitter because you tweeted me earlier.
Yeah, I tweeted you. Yeah. I was so excited.
Can you there. Please follow me? Because apparently you like a celeb.
And I wait again. I want to address this. You people will follow us. I don't follow people back. What's up with that?
And no. Uri at Maputi Perez.
I'm going to find you.
It was awesome. I need followers.
No.
I need to get your followers.
Let's do this. Let's make a thing of we're going to follow backs.
Follow backs. Yeah, thank follow you so backs. Much. Yasin Barnes, we're going to be reporting about his show next week. If it's not funny, I'm going to tell people.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Our next guest, or should I say telephonic guest, is the amazing,
the legendary.
She acted as Sophie in Generation Season 1.
Okay.
Were you alive?
Yeah, well.
And then she was on Isibaya as Josie. And then she did Madam and Eve.
Yes!
And then she did Tempe Pushers. That was my favorite.
Oh my God.
That
yes.
was amazing. Mm. And then she was Mary on Skim Sam.
Sure.
Mm. We Yo. Have Mutabi on the line. How are you?
Me Mutabi batun dimelang.
Very well. And how are you?
We're good, thanks. And you?
I am so fine. I'm fabulous.
We're so happy.
The legend.
Oh, legend. And, you know, I grew up watching you, and I tell a lot of people, like, oh my God, I'm going to be talking to Mutabi.
I told everyone.
Yes.
When I woke up, I was talking to my roommate, I'm going to talk to a legend today.
Okay.
But you don't try to freak me out, eh?
Hey, wait now. But you still are a legend, and you know what? Raurata mona. Motive Central.
Thank you. I'm humbled. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Mutabi, okoro blele. Who is Mutabi Nyelele?
But who is Mutabi Nyelele? I guess part of it you've just been mentioning, but I guess the things that I do, you know, Mutabi is, I always say, a daughter, a sister of many people, and yes, I grew up in Johannesburg, Kusoweto, Johannesburg, so streetwise.
Ojena, umona.
Umona.
So,
you know, and I grew up here, and to, obviously to our listeners out there, many of them know me through my work.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, performance.
Your amazing work.
Thank you.
You really do inspire us. You really do inspire us, and you know, you kuro upamisa the bar of acting every single time I see you. You're working, and also I know you're a verse over artist, and you literally are the epitome of excellence, black excellence, that is, in the entertainment industry.
And that's also what I think, that you know, we have to do gifts and talents. We have to inspire each other. We have to help each other transform our lives. Otherwise, there's no point, you know. We have to always try to do the best we can and the best we know how. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do, you know, to say.
And you're doing it so well.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
So, what inspired your, what inspired you, the Pen Award for winning Shwele Bao?
What inspired the writing of Shwele Bao?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Again, you know, as I said, we need to transform our lives. We need to see. And I think my work as an artist is to really look at where society is and respect.
Wow. So was it difficult working on such a project?
Hello?
Airtime into the thing.
I think
we cut her. We'll try to get her a bit later. She's a legendary. She's an icon. She's somebody that I look up to. She is award winning, and it would have been amazing to have her here. We're gonna plan to get here. Yeah. Gareth, what are you thinking? That's Gareth. We're gonna bring Mutabi later. We're gonna bring her, and you know what? Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Let's play an ad and then try get her back on the line.
Whoa!
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Memo Tabi is back on the line. Thank the Lord. Ni ripo te kerho te sing ke etai mi. Sabotage. Sabotage. Me. I know you running on a very tight schedule, so I'm just gonna, you know, brazzle through my questions. So one of the our listeners just tweeted right now. What is the important lesson that you've learned in your past experiences and that has contributed to the type of artist you are today? That was from at Lerato Mutsibi. Yeah.
This name is so bad. What are the important lessons I've learned from?
On your from your past experiences, basically your life together, what's the one thing that you've learned and, you know, how have they created you as an artist today?
I guess, you know, for me, most importantly, I don't know, it's just to make sure that you do what you know best and you do it to the best of your ability. Mm. And to respect people, to respect yourself. But again, I think which is key for me is to know what you stand for.
Mm.
Because if you don't know what you stand for, you will fall for everything.
Everything. Mm.
Exactly.
And
I think, you know, once you know what your values are, you cannot be swayed by anything, you know, for that matter. So those are the key things that I really learned, especially because we are in an industry of all the things, you know, the nyam nyam, lady what one, you know. You know, you always have to know for the Ghana, and what I do today will actually come back to haunt me tomorrow and down the line. So whatever you do, even as, you know, when growing up, try to do what you know is right. That doesn't mean that you cannot make mistakes. We are human beings, and we are here on the planet to actually learn and make mistakes, because that's how we grow, you know. But there are other things that you know for the air. Why is it being honest? You know.
Wow, Bona Ore is not. That's so true. So, Mama, what interesting projects or collaborations are you currently involved in at current?
Yeah, the most important one, I think, is Vodacom. The Vodacom one, where I'm their brand ambassador for their Calvin. So that is exciting. And again, you know, people have been asking me, Hore, how about you? What do you think, Hore, Vodacom decided on you? And I'm like, well, part of it probably is blessings. I must just be grateful for somebody thought and identified. But I also think that, going back to, you know, the previous question, that again, maybe they saw what values I espouse, you know, that link to what they are doing. I really believe in the product. It's a funeral cover for you and your family, and then you have another one which is just for you as an individual. And it is such a groundbreaking product, in a sense that, I mean, I haven't heard of any similar product on the market, but it is a product that you can easily access it when you have your SIM card, your Vodacom, you know, that's all that you need, and you are on prepaid or top up, and all you need is to get information on that SIM card, your Vodacom, and you follow all the prompts on that, and then you will see the different policies that you want to take, you know, the different premiums that you can actually opt for. So the funeral cover for you and your family, it's the one that you can actually cover your spouse, you know, and up to 5 children. And, you know, I always say, you don't have to say, oh, I think I'm going to buy
5,000. And talking about Vodacom, I was at the Vodacom, getting launch in Soweto, and they're launching something in Soweto, and Nerelo got chaff pose, and I saw you getting down. I was like, yo, batong, can you flex your abilities on stage? And I'm looking at the top.
Oh my lord!
What's up, Memo Time?
My other niece the other day,
oh,
I didn't know that you can jump so well. I keep
number again,
guys.
Did get down, Mama. Did get down.
I think that's what I'm saying. It's not like that.
Ooh, say, I say, Raleigh, I say, Memo Tabi. Ralebua
for so
because I remember we squeezed such little time on Rufu man, but we had to get you because Kim Memotabi and Razor King and our friend Buntle and was like, yo, we're talking about you, yo Batung, yes there's no Kuba or blend your social media context Nyana before bye bye.
But no, I'm on Twitter, it's at Chelele, and I'm on Facebook. I'm going to try Instagram one.
Lika mama. On a little face, see, on a little body, on a little everything.
No, but no, it's okay.
Ralebua se mama.
When we meet, you must actually come and say, it's me, hello.
Hello.
You know? Yes, you know, Oskam Kolele ko khatela bole and say, Niki jai vaki yesa get down, but you didn't come and say hi.
Nah, nah. No, mama, when I see you, kitabe kiri, mama, kimpo. I'm gonna be such a groupie. Thank you so much for being with us. We can't wait to have you on.
Thank you. Bye.
And inspire people to opt for the store next. Bye bye.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Niggas talking beef shit when the bright flakes. Why
you smoking cheap shit? This is high grade. You are still at the stream with Maputi Perez and Mpo Secrets. We are doing the mierste, the
with
most,
the
with the least. And our new, our next presenter actually, it's Q from Q Suits. I have so much history with this guy. So much history. Yeah. The bad, the ugly, the good.
I can understand all of it.
But I still love him nonetheless because he is doing amazing things.
And, you know, if you wondered who he is, Suits by Q is a luxury online gentleman's boutique established through passion and dedication. Stylish and elegant suits, formal shoes and gentleman accessories by Gopelo Ndwandwe, former and stylist of Suits by Q. The aim is to ensure our clients, their clients, find their gentleman look for any occasions according to the specific specifications, the best quality of the Italian tailored suits and genuine formal shoes to complete an ideal image of a modern, elegant gentleman. Their items are regularly advertised on social media. On Instagram, they are Suits_Q. They also do setups to showcase their style for groups and by appointment. Orders are done by contacting the boutique with the items you are interested in and your size. For local clients around Joburg and Pretoria, within 3 hours within, you've placed an order. Ooh, actually, what order within 48 hours? No one knows anyone good English. So Q is here.
Yes. I'm, you know, in the house.
People want to work away now. Pass back away now. People, but people saying this, saying that. But you're like, but then, you know, you really are.
And we're like, guys, we don't want to hear rumors. We want him in the studio.
Yeah, because Maputi's actually been pushing you. So that's great. You've got like an ally over there.
Rumors. Oh, thank you.
So please tell us so in your own, like, who is Q and what is Q Suits?
Okay, Q is basically a Zulu boy from Durban. I come from a township called Claremont, and I came to Johannesburg to study. So I've fallen in love with suits for as long as I know. I've always been obsessed with being a gentleman and looking good. I'm sure a lot of people can attest to that. So, you know, I've always had passion for suits, clothing, looking good, and being a gentleman. So, you know, when I was studying, I used to hate going to school.
What did you study? What were you studying at the time?
LLB.
Wait, at Vids?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey.
He has a degree, babes.
I've got a degree. But then I hated studying. I actually thought that I was going to graduate, go and work, and then get money, raise money to start my own business. But then, you know, you get people who approach you and they're like, are you a stylist? Can you please style me? Are you a designer? And then so this one night I just thought, why don't I just turn this into a business
just
now?
Just do it.
Yeah, why wait to go and work? Why can't I just do it now? And then I just started and it's been 4 months and business is crazy.
What am I bill? It's been 4 months.
Yes, but business is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, oh my God, because you're literally everywhere.
Yeah,
and yes, you literally everywhere. Hotly. The only place you've not been in King Karachole, the company thing is advertising. But you've styled the likes of radio and television personality Leroy Mark.
Yes.
How is it working with such people? How not drama?
No, there's no drama at all. I feel like, okay, with Leroy Mark, him and I have been friends, so we've got a relationship before this relationship, this suits relationship. So we've got a very good relationship, and
he gives me some advice.
He's very good at that.
Yes, he gives me some tips, and yeah, we're working good together. There's no bad so far. Well, you choose the people that you work with, so yeah.
So if Mpo was to come to you and be like, oh my God, I'm going to this amazing event and I'm looking for, I'm not sure what I'm looking for. How would you, you know, because there are clients like that. They don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, I do get a lot of clients like that. Well, what I do in that case, I'd ask the client, are you a person who likes like loud colors, color blocking? What are your favorite colors? And how do you like your suit to fit? And then I look for some, I source something. If 89% to 100%, if not exactly the same thing that you want.
Really?
So I go with your personality. I try and find out what kind of person you are, what colors you like, and then, yeah, I...
Because, you know, there are stylists out there, they're like, no, this will look good on you. Doesn't matter how you feel. So, okay, while you're here, we've got a stylist in studio. Hosani, to the 1st of September. Spring's upon us. What should people be wearing?
Okay, well, coming this season, it's like light colors, your blues, your yellows, your pink. Actually, on my Insta, if you could look at my Instagram page, I did post a sneak peek of what's coming up this springtime.
Okay.
So I wore a pink blazer and yellow pants.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that, right? And I'm also having a photo shoot next week. I'm showcasing my spring collection. So it's bright colors. Color blocking is coming back.
How?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
So these neutral colors, yeah, it's shorter day. And they need to go.
Yeah, they are. You need to, they must buy.
They need to... So we need a little pop of color.
Yeah, pop of color and light colors.
And light colors.
Yes.
So who are you currently styling right now?
Okay, I'm currently styling Leroy Mark, and I've also been approached by Shelton Forbes.
Oh.
And I do have two other celebrities that I cannot disclose.
You know.
No, but give us the exclusive cue. Why are you like this? You know me.
But undisclosed, not the contract. This guy did law. There's something called contract law.
Exactly.
And you bind by the conditions of the contract.
Let's just keep... keep tuning into my Instagram page and then
you'll be able to find out.
You'll find out.
Mapucho, nisi wata mubata mubota something.
How is your business inspiring young people out there?
Okay, I'm a young person myself, you understand? And I came from nothing. So,
But came from nothing, got his suits.
I did, believe it or not.
Trust him, I know him personally.
Believe it or not, I came from nothing, and I'm a guy that always had a vision, and I trust the process.
Yeah.
So I do meet with like young guys, and I'm not a person who says, you know what, you cannot afford my suits.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I sit down. It's either I must take from my own profits and give you a suit, because at the end of the day, it's not about making money; it's about building a brand. Do you understand?
That's amazing.
So. I was also I'm currently giving away free suits. Like I've got a deal with a few high schools. I've got a deal with a few high schools. So I basically give away my flyers for upcoming matric dances.
Yeah.
And for every four customers I get from the school, the fifth one goes to a disadvantaged student.
Oh.
I take them to the matric dance. I give away free suits and I pay for everything.
So when you should have been the forefront of like a Miss Mnisi and all of that saga.
Something like that.
And I'm actually looking at someone who doesn't have an outfit to the Comedy Awards on Saturday.
Oshibile mang. Oshibile nakere. I'm going to be wearing...
And you know, people have actually been approaching me outside. People are asking me how. So do you usually dress up like this on a daily basis? Isn't it hot?
Trust.
And then I tell them, yeah, I dress up like this. I'm used
guys,
to it.
That church is way on a Sunday. They're always wearing the jacket. So honor excuse. Wear like a stomach about you into that church. So if this is your church outfit, yay. You know, wear it every
you
day.
You know, this guy called me the other day, come to some place in Bromfontein. He's like, should I call it a club or whatever? Mm. When I get there, Haibo is like, he's going to awards. I'm like,
I remember that day.
Did you know that you slayed her?
No, people are always saying I'm slaying.
Like, my lord.
But then I'm dressed like, when I go to Bram, trust me, I'm always dressed at my least.
Really?
So you know, it's just a blazer and pants. Yes, and right now I'm wearing a three-piece suit. So
a three-piece suit. Exactly. So what
Le
are your...
flower.
Live here, when? Ankayali nyalo, ankayali fung, ankaya awards, honor no fail, but
jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. You know, your style really does inspire me, and you literally. I think for me, we always have a segment called Shine a Light, and we talk about entrepreneurs in South Africa that are doing amazing things, and I think you're one of those people.
No,
and
thanks.
I think in the next 5 years, you're going to be one of the best. influencers. Yes. Literally, I think that's where you're going, because in 4 months that you've been here, I was actually so shocked. I'm like, 4 months? Can you imagine? Businesses take a year before anybody actually realize what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
So you're amazing. Thank you for joining us. Any last words? Social media? What's next?
It's suits underscore Q on Instagram. It's Kopelondwando on Facebook. Unfortunately, I quit Twitter for some reasons. And I'm actually working on getting a showroom. Setting up a showroom, so you stay tuned to that on my Instagram page as well. I update most of my stuff on Instagram.
So how do people find your suits? Do you have a store, or they order online?
They order online. Currently I'm just posting my things online on a weekly basis.
Okay.
You understand? And then we can have an appointment. You book an appointment with me, I sit down with you, I take your size and whatnot. But I am working on a showroom, and it's gonna be
KFC.
No, not KFC. Anyway, else but KFC.
Okay. Oh, amazing. I'm gonna be at the red carpet Mother Savannah Comics Choice Awards. Maybe I'll be rocking in something about Q. Who knows? Thank you very much for everybody who just joined us at home. Thank you for Q. Thanks to all the comedians, the actors, thank you, legendary actress who we're speaking to, and then Soul Stringer, he was also amazing, and Q, our typical girlfriend or partner, but she was looking amazing and she's so lovely as well. Thank you very much. This is Unpaused Secrets and Maputi Perez. Check you next week.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.